Starting February 6th, go to WeddingsByAllyLLC.com. Go to WeddingsByAllyLLC.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh,
when the sun comes
shining through, when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
stop your sighing,
won't you be happy again,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
and
the world will smile with you.
WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange, and we have James Neighbors with Overpasses for America on the other line. And of course, our Josh. Yep. So how you doing, James? What are y'all doing out there in Oklahoma?
Oh, you know, just kind of enjoying the weather. Well, it was actually it's kind of cool, but not nasty or anything. And, you know, we've got this crazy Democrat up in Bethany, which is part of Oklahoma City. It's a suburb of Oklahoma City that wants to introduce ranked choice voting to Oklahoma.
Oh, like they did in Alaska to keep Sarah Palin from getting in.
Ranked choice voting is what we call democracy, and democracy is essential to communism. So I'm just going to have to pass on the easing towards communism.
Well, it's actually a Marxist move.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. I immediately wrote my House rep and my state senator and said, you know, I don't care what else you do, make sure this never happens while you're elected.
Right. Yeah, because in the 90s, they had a party called the New Party that basically was pushing for the same thing. And it was a party of Marxists. And they were actually...
Yeah, that's Henry Chang thing, isn't it?
That's why they were closed down by the courts. They either closed down the party or faced prosecution for the tricks they would play during the election. And some of the people from the New Party founded ACORN and set up its headquarters down in New Orleans in 1972. So,
yeah, and then ACORN, after it got broke up, all those people went off into other left-wing organizations. And none of them went unemployed.
No, indeed. They just renamed themselves. They didn't go
away. Well, that's kind of like... what's her name? That's running Weather Underground. Susan Rosenberg. She actually is the one that coordinates Black Lives Matter activities, and a lot of people don't realize that. You know,
right when Mark Elias, the attorney for Hillary Clinton, who had election officials signing documents to extend the timeline to count votes, when he and Hillary Clinton started taking over the money operations of Black Lives Matter, it didn't last too long because it put all the people back together how they were when the Weather Underground was bombing places, the Capitol, the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah, post offices and, the Capitol and... Mm-hmm. And but hey, you know, none of them got locked up and put on indefinite detention.
January 6th, it's really a shame because enough has come up. Evidence has come up that it was an inside job with Nancy Pelosi. I'm not saying people didn't go in the Capitol and shouldn't have been there. That's a totally different thing than it being set up to be another summer of 2020 when they were burning down churches in D.C. It just didn't get as heated as that. But they went on.
Well, did things happen on January 6th? It shouldn't have. Yeah, they say there was a little less than $2 million worth of damage. But we are also talking about the state capitol. They could have broken one thing, and it would have been $1.5 million worth of damage. Think about that. I mean, they had statues and paintings and other really priceless things.
Yeah, nobody went after that.
Right, but they only did $1.5 million total dollars out of all the. I mean, think about that. What were there 20,000 people that were you know all surrounding the whole building?
Yeah,
and
but
then, you know,
the
ones that went in and only $1.5 million worth of damage was done. Whereas during the summer of rage over George Floyd, who committed suicide by cop, they did over $2 billion worth of damage.
More than that. More than that. So this is the deal. When somebody breaks a window, nobody really pulls the glass out by the hands. You know, and I've been around movie sets and stuff like that where they create, you know, sheets that's really sugar, actually, but it looks like glass. You know, and then that you can move that with your hands. But I saw a couple videos that they had quite a strange setup. And in fact, one of the film crew people was the guy that's allegedly the intruder with that hammer attack in San Francisco. But he, on January 6th, he was actually a member of the daughter's film crew. So that's sort of strange to me. I mean, you know. So that's enough to bring that up. But anyway, they have a Van Gogh exhibit. It's called Immersive Exhibit, where you go into a building and, you know, it's like a light show. But it's an old Masonic lodge, actually, that was sold to these people for the Scottish Rite Temple is what it's called now. On Carondelet. I thought it was going to be at the New Orleans Museum of Art, you know, and then I had to research it a little bit. So, you know, just for people to pay attention to where they're going. And the biggest thing that happened that I like is that the high-level FBI official who was in charge of the Russia, Trump-Russia collusion that turned out to be a hoax, he winds up getting arrested for his schemes and money laundering, conspiracy to money launder, so colluding with Russian oligarchs. Can you imagine? It's impossible.
It's Trump. It has to be Trump.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean,
must be stopped.
Even if I didn't like the man, it would take up for him because it's very bad what they're doing. Because they could do this just like they're doing it to January 6th people. They could do it to anybody. Now,
good grief!
Right.
I mean, you know, absolutely they can. What people especially don't understand about Washington D.C. is you don't have any rights there because it's not a state or a territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered neutral ground, and you don't have rights there. You're there at their pleasure.
Yeah, so, that's why people have to learn. Yeah, no, they have to. You know, they need to start homeschooling so they learn about their rights and everything about freedom. So we're going to go to a break in a minute. So we go on, and we're going to be coming back in a little bit. So of course, you're listening to WGSO. 9:90 a.m. It's Barbara Hoover with The Beat Exchange and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Like the way you walk, I like the way you talk. Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Yay. That was pretty good music back then, too. And around the same time that this was hitting the radio airwaves and all the festivals, Johnny Rivers was playing Bourbon Street. I used to have to sneak out the house to go see that, you know. But Bourbon Street was pretty wild in the 60s before everybody picked up and left and went to Las Vegas. But Sam Butera and the Witnesses stuck around, and that was pretty good. You know, and they had this bar called the Toulouse. It was on Toulouse, of course, but I'm calling it Bourbon. It used to be a rock place where they would swing the doors up. You couldn't fit all the people that would wind up at that corner, you know, for late night jam sessions. But anybody that came into town that played the Sangam Municipal Auditorium, they'd be jamming late at night over there. That's how New Orleans' own very nice man, Billy Gregory, got picked up by It's a Beautiful Day, was traveling. So we used to hear from him how the road was with the pop festivals and everything. So if you ever get a chance to hear Brian, Billy Gregory, that'll be neat. He plays pretty good. He's extraordinary. And then same thing with Brian Stoltz, those two guitar players. And we got some other good guitar players, but, you know, I like them.
You know, one legendary guitar player passed away recently, and that was Jeff Beck.
Yeah, we played something from him last week.
I actually just got done reading a long biography of his and didn't realize just how much, you know, people that he played with in early bands went on to be very pivotal parts of other bands that I grew up loving.
Right. And then he wrote a lot of songs for people, and they didn't know that.
Well, it's like that 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I mean, I think somebody could probably write one for Jeff Beck in the music industry, really.
Yeah. You know, it's wild. Because he went into jazz. He went into all... He wrote all kind of music for different people. I don't want to say. Because, you know, sometimes musicians will write a song and they'll do it under a different name, you know, like people write books and stuff like that, so that they...
Oh, yeah. Bruce Springsteen wrote a hit for Manfred Mann, and that was, oh, good grief. It's right there.
Well, Tom Waits wrote all songs for all kind of people, too. And he actually came down to New Orleans with Ricky Lee Jones. And there was a place on Decatur Street, right off of St. Philip, called Napoleon Bonaparte. And it was a weird place that it would flood when whatever was going on. But anyway, you'd walk in and you had the things that's behind the bar on the floor. So anyway, he would play the piano that was right in the door, in the doorway, you know, ceiling, the floor, shutters, you know. And so there would be a piano near the street. So what I did, I would go sit across the street at the morning call, and just get a table outside and order, and then I just be watching Tom Waits all the time. And I mean, he was so wild. He was fantastic. So, but people didn't even know about him. You know, he wrote songs at that time. He was writing for the Eagles, I think, picked up something of his old 55 something. But his background was unbelievable. By the time he hit with a cult following, it was pretty wild.
You know, there's a lot of artists like that. You know the guy that the band that does the Christmas stuff, Mannheim Steamroller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started out as C.W. McCall and did the Convoy soundtrack.
Oh wow!
He wrote that. He did the comedy. C.W. McCall is a fake band. Mm-hmm. It's not. I mean, it's a real band, but C.W. McCall is completely fictional.
Right.
And he did that to fund beginning of Mannheim Steamroller.
Right. See, that's good. Yeah, Alanis Morissette came up with, started talking about the music industry and how women were treated in the music industry. It's like the early 1990s. So a lot of women are stepping up and telling their story, and I'm not the only one. So, but you could check that out. I think they have a documentary's out about some of the things called Jagged.
The entertainment industry from top to bottom, doesn't matter what age group, you know, from children to adults,
right.
From music to film, it's all perverts.
No, it's exactly. Are all perverts. But you see, but the thing in people in the 90s, when that's when everybody was supposed to be gentlemen and spiritual people. I mean, Andre Crouch came here and everybody, he was at the Sanger, and, you know, he was a great gospel singer, put on a great show, but then everybody got busted for cocaine, you know, that night. It was like, what?
Oh, yeah, but the 80s, you know, and I mean, it wasn't until they trained the drug dogs to sniff past coffee that cocaine finally got difficult to find.
Right, the night
I always thought that was funny, is coffee was so cheap because the Colombians were sending their, it was mostly cocaine they were sending, not coffee.
Right. And so even the night they had that they had the benefit for the New Orleans musicians after Katrina at the House of Blues, and then they had trucks from Canada comes in, and they'll know that they, not everybody knew they were filming it, but that night, all the Canadian people that drove into town, they got busted for drug trafficking. So, you know, a lot of things are front, you know. And let's see, somebody sent me pictures of Arno from U2 and Kevin Spacey having a good old time with some young people. And so a lot's going to be floating up for the music industry. And definitely pay attention, because these are the people that run, that have run front for crazy people in government, you know, to give them legitimacy when they pull in things like child trafficking. I mean, the woman that got arrested for 33 counts of kidnapping during Haiti earthquake, she winds up going to prison, but she gets out, she gets released from prison on reduced, after she's sentenced, convicted and sentenced, she gets released on 33 counts of unauthorized travel. You know, big difference from kidnapping kids that are reported missing by their son, by their parents. But then she winds up coming back to the United States, and she starts being the head, as overseeing the agency that oversees Amber Alert. So,
Wow. Yeah,
you see. So, you know, you got to kind of pay attention to, like, the connections and everything, and why government, you know, can control, blocking investigations, and the same people that get exposed for doing things, there's no consequences because they've been all involved in it. So we're going to take another break. It's going on about 7:27. We have about 30 seconds. So we'll be back with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. And we're going to see if Josh wants to say anything on the show. So, yeah.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM.
This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education selects its new president for 2023. She is District 7 member Dr. Holly Bofi from Lafayette, who says she wants to lower the state truancy and dropout rates. She says kids often feel they're not missed when they don't attend, so they quit going. And a shortage of teachers has made that worse. Bofi says school systems are hiring now, and they hope to outreach people who may want to become a teacher.
We want to make sure that we are communicating to people our need and also the opportunities that exist.
GOSEP, the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, is sending a team to help California with its recent flooding and landslides. Spokesman Mike Steele says other states help us when we are in need. And so
we've seen in the past where other states have come in and helped us out. We go through something that's pretty tremendous. So we always look for ways to return the favor.
The GOSEP team left for California today. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
We the people, come on, let's go, we the people.
No, I get the whole minute. Hey, y'all, I pushed for this one full minute of music. Check that out, it's clean. I gotta tell you, Josh had his finger ready for the beep button, but I checked it all out.
Yeah, with those Kid Rock songs, they right. fly a little close to the right. sun.
I know, I pay attention. So,
yeah, you never know.
Right. Oh, you do know with him. But, so, of course, you listen to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. We have some interesting things, but I got to do that on another show because I want to bring that lady on. Definitely... Well, we have a whistleblower that she's got some good things to say. But, you know, sometimes people especially will approach me after the show and talk to me. Sometimes they'll talk to me all night. And I find out things, they're ready to roll. But then come the next week when it's time to, you know, not a few days later when it's time to lay down stuff that we talked about and what would be important, they get scared. But Jeff had a lady on his show today, the mother of the gentleman that had been shot at Rouse's in the daylight. And she had something very good to say for everybody to stick together when somebody has something, because we down here in our, and she said this, that in our area, governors and insurance commissioners and state senators and all have all gone to prison. Now, you see, her delivery was nice, the way she said it was very, very polite, but it's the same thing I've been saying. It's like, we got to get these people out of the way, because this is why we got slammer accidents and the police have yet to be indicted. Well, why y'all protecting the police? That would be a good way to clean up the police department, because the coordinators of those staged accidents said, right, Josh, said that they said to stage the accident when certain police were on duty.
I'm just worried about cleaning up the department any further, that there's going to be
nobody left. Well,
here, James, I want James to hear this stat.
Okay,
so New Orleans is a major American city, right? Right? So to speak. James, how many people do you think were arrested for DWI in New Orleans for 2022?
It's 24-hour drinking town.
Yeah. How many DWIs do you think for a whole year?
For just New Orleans, I don't know. I would guess probably 50. I don't know. We'll say what 10,000. I don't know. What
yeah, usually 10,000 is right. Usually
for 2022, there were 69 arrests.
Wow.
Well, that's sort of COVID.
There's a lot of drunk driving going on.
No, this is 2022. Things were back to normal.
Oh, when they were back to normal.
This is the past year.
Right.
Well, that's how little the enforcement is for police to be out arresting drunk drivers.
Well, the first...
Well, they say Portland, you can do anything on the roads, because they don't do any... Unless there's a wreck, they don't do anything.
Well, you know, and what they did, the first agency that they contacted for recruitment on a national level, they eventually sent a letter down to New Orleans and said they didn't want to get involved because it was too political. They didn't say that, but they said they didn't want to get involved. What does that mean? You're an agency to provide police chief help with getting the right people, you know. But I think we ought to, outside of the woke generals in the military, I think we ought to get ex-military men. Well, not ex, but that.
Well, the mayor of Bogalusa here in Louisiana, they just elected a new 23-year-old male mayor.
Uh-huh.
And he's already asking for the National Guard.
Oh.
For Bogalusa's crime.
Right. Okay, that's good. We should have a National Guard. We should. We had them after Hurricane Katrina. National Guard was at a store right near our house and was like a store by the by a gas station, you know, where they stored these malls. And what happened, they kept seeing these people coming by and baking soda. So they followed them, you know, because they were in there a couple times. And so they followed them. And it was people from the city that went and rented places in Araby because nobody wanted to rebuild back in the Ninth Ward. But people in Araby and St. Bernard wanted to. So a lot of the bungalows got refurbished right away. And, you know, a lot of the women in real estate were the ones that pulled together so that the community could come back, honestly. So that's how people were busted, a big bust now, with cocaine and heroin and stuff like that. You know, so the National Guard was good. And then plus they kept the crime off the street. Because when you see people riding around in their Jeeps, you don't want to act like you're in a war, like video game war. You know, you kind of behave yourself. But this is one thing that everybody's missing. One thing, because I have not heard anybody say it. The part of why the crime is so violent and what's going on is that the Democrat governors, and I got to say that because that part I know because they got precedent. It was their idea to let all the criminals out of jail and out of prison. So when they going back? So all of a sudden it's a free pass. They're out because of COVID. You want to complain about the crime. You want to defund the police, but you never put the prisoners back in.
Well, and then they have the cash-free bail.
Yeah.
For everything short of murder one.
I burnt my shirt with my cigarette.
I mean, you know, we've got people that have actually killed people, and they're letting them out on no cash bonds. You know,
like the guy that ran over all the people in the parade in Wisconsin, but they had found a lot of vote fraud, so they needed a distraction. So the leftist DA let this guy out when he already had run over his girlfriend, his baby mama with a vehicle. Then he goes and runs over the people in the parade. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, I watched it, you know, when it was happening, but I could never see it again, only from a distance.
I just want to know, when do these DAs that do these kinds of things, when do they begin to be held accountable?
Really?
You know, I mean, really, because they are ultimately responsible for these people that are, I mean, granted, you know, the people will do their prison sentence or whatever, the ones that commit the crime. But
well, you see, one thing.
Aiding and abetting a criminal
right,
is
they
a
gotta,
felony.
They got to do a recall, right? Just about every DA in this area has to. Anyway,
well,
better
I
not
think,
say
yeah,
that because I like
to,
some of them, but still,
to,
you're crooked.
They need to find a
either
way
crooked or you're not crooked. One or the other.
Well, they, to begin with, automatically disqualify any of them that took money from Soros. That will solve 90% of the problem immediately.
Well, he sailed into those small city market elections and bought them, which was with pocket change.
Yep. See, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
See,
and,
Josh
and
knows.
I mean, pocket change. Scams. Anybody that took money from him ought to be disqualified from politics for life.
Well, and how many prior elections for DAs have you heard, like, $1 million donations behind people?
Right. Plus, anybody that was involved with Zuckerbucks, because that wasn't training money and that wasn't COVID money, because President Trump had given the COVID money, lots of money, and the hospital ships. So there's no need for Zuckerberg to step in and give COVID money. That's under the guise that he gave the Zuckerbucks, which turns out to be bribes. And Wisconsin, the state, former state Supreme Court Justice, he ran the forensic audit, and he said that Zuckerbucks violated bribery laws. anyway, in the background, you listen to Danny Gatt. And Harlem Nocturne, he was one of the great guitar players. All right, pump it.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's ooh, French for bread. Leidenheimer.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
January 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, January 21st and 22nd at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Yep, man again. So, in the last little segment of the Beat Exchange for the date is January 23rd.
January 23rd, 2023.
Right? We were supposed to give that in the beginning on James.
Well, you know.
Right.
It's one of those days.
Right. Now, dig this, y'all. And I might have mentioned it on another show, but if you're riding in the car and you don't have your seatbelt on, the driver doesn't get the ticket anymore. The person in the car that doesn't have their seatbelt on gets the ticket. And it's $500, right? Something like that. Is it, Josh?
I don't know if it's $500, but...
Well, it used to be.
I think it's ridiculous that we're writing tickets for a personal safety issue anyway. I mean, obviously, you should be wearing a seatbelt. You know, nobody wants to go, you know.
Yeah, but before.
You don't want to get catapulted out of the
car. Yeah, but before, they were making the driver be responsible for everybody.
Oh, yeah, which is stupid, too. But, I mean, come on. If making a criminal offense out of an individual choice issue. You know, if you are dumb enough to not put that seatbelt on and you get chucked out, you know, shot.
Yeah, but we don't care about that. We don't care about that. We care about the Korean War Memorial, people swimming in it. And guess what? And this is the part you're not going to like, James. They have over 1,000 names misspelled.
Was this the one in D.C.?
Yeah.
Where they have the statues and the statues reflect.
Right.
Yeah.
And some names are missing and mistakes. The Korean War Memorial. So we got to look into that a little bit and, you know, kind of drum up some.
If we go back to seatbelts for a minute, I have a corrupt cop seatbelt New Orleans story. This was my first experience with it, of just how crooked things could be. This was 10 years ago. I got pulled over for speeding. Back when that happened here, and I always have worn a seatbelt,
right?
So I get the ticket for speeding. I think, okay, I'll just pay the ticket. This will be over with. And then, long after the cop has driven away, I look at the ticket and it says I'm also being written up for not wearing a seatbelt. I've never not worn a seatbelt in my life. So when I went to court, which I had to do, I couldn't just pay it because I wanted to get this off.
Right.
I sat down with the attorney, and he just drew a line through it right away. Okay, well, this will be gone. So we had to do this whole dance of me being told I wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and I was.
Right.
The cop never brought it up because I was wearing it.
Right.
Just wrote it on the ticket.
I know, isn't
it? So then I had to go, and it took all of 1 minute for the guy. Okay, well, that's gone. Scraped.
Right.
I was like, why do we have to do this?
Yeah.
I would have just paid the ticket.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, I got so many charges, like I've been arrested 50 million times, and I haven't, you know, but they like to build a criminal record on women who stand up to the fix or corruption. Oh, well, you know, looks good for them. But I just got an alert thing on my phone that the Orleans criminal court jury trials are put on hold until March. Isn't that wonderful? So they said it might seriously hamper the court's efforts to chip away at a backlog of cases.
You know, I remember when you used to just fix stuff like this, you know?
Right, well, that's Mr. Perlstein, so he knows about all of that. He pays real close attention.
He was my professor of journalism in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
for
one semester.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
Well, it's like a good portion of what we've been talking about. You wanted me to look up some Thomas Sowell quotes.
Uh-huh.
I found a good one.
All right.
He said, much of the social history of the Western world over the last three decades has involved replacing what worked with what sounded good. And
Wow. Here
we are watching the net result of all that nonsense.
Right. Yeah. So Judge Robin Pittman, the chief judge of criminal court, she wrote to the general counsel of the organization, VOTE, the voice of the experienced, VOTE, voice of the experienced, that the jury pools in New Orleans have been deferred for the remainder of January 2023 and February 2023. Now, that organization is funded by Soros. You know, so I'm just saying, we got to let them know.
Now remember,
but I love the women that run it though. I really do.
The Soros thing goes back. His main foundation or open society started in the 60s as bail reform in New York City.
Oh,
that's
cute.
Where the roots are.
That's where the bail reform. Well, you know, Christian said something in his show, and it was about George Soros, but I can go back even further. Andrew Breitbart happened to be going through SEC filings and stuff like that, and he discovered that George Soros had bought into research facilities in Wuhan lab a lab in Wuhan, and also through his front organizations, put up $100 million to build a new research facility. And so he started exposing that quotes by George Soros that kind of tied into biological warfare. And so a few days
before his death. This is all part of what worked before is gone, and now we do what sounds good.
Right. Oh, there you go. Very good, guys.
All that money is being invested into things that sound good.
Right.
But they know it's destroying everything.
Right. You know, very
really
good.
It's money laundering. And it's destroying the fabric of society.
Exactly. And then so 6 weeks after Andrew Breitbart revealed this, and he also had dinner with Bernadette Dorn and Bill Ayers, because he said he wanted to get their mindset, what made him think like that. Well, the man had dinner with them. Jesus. I wouldn't even have had a drink with him. So 6 weeks in, and within that time frame, and, you know, if it's still on the internet, you could see it. I saw it all in real time. So within 6 weeks after exposing all of this, then he suddenly died on the street. Just like Diamond suddenly died at a house. You know, it's like Silk, her sister, you know, they're part of the Diamond and Silk. They were Democrats, and then they switched to Republican to vote for Trump because they liked what he had to say about America first. Now, if this doesn't aggravate you, it should, that now they're giving away Social Security numbers and cards at the border for everybody crossing in. So they automatically getting a Social Security number and, you know, a Social Security. And what they're doing is this is through an invasion, instead of waiting, you know, down the line to get you to vote, like going to the DMV, you know, where they started setting up voting there. Now you just walk into the country, you get a number. So that ought to really aggravate you. So, anyway.
You know, I'm sure it's probably illegal, but it doesn't seem to stop Biden from doing anything.
Well, it's an illegitimate administration. I mean, it's got to get down to that. We're sliding over. It's closing up. So that was a good quote that you found, James. And we'll see you next week. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hood with the Beat Exchange. See you same time next week. Thank you, Josh. Walk on pins and needles, see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Find home. Find home.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Louisiana.